Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. This is an appeal to anyone who's ever making any threats against the Tánaiste. Simon Harris, stop. And if people know anything about people making threats against the Tánaiste, you've got to inform the guards straight away because the Garda Síochána have got reports over the last few days about people making threats against the house where he lives, Simon Harris. In case you don't know, Tánaiste is literally successor in Irish. It's the Deputy Prime Minister, leader of Fine Gael, one of our largest parties. Now, he's an absolute vile specimen, but no, I'm against violence. He's very much in favour of violence, but no, this will be a crime. We're not going to sink to his level. He is a foul specimen, but he should not be harmed. Now, he might be lying. I know he's an inveterate liar. He's lied about extremely important things, and it has been very consequential for the most vulnerable members of our society. So, anyway, the guards kind of had to carry out security checks at his home. I don't know whether it's bomb-proof, bulletproof glass, whatever extra lockable doors, panic buttons, rooms they can retreat into, and so on. So they say that three threats have been received in just over a week to Garda stations in Wicklow and Wexford. He's from Wicklow, and he's a Tochter Dála for his native county, and so on. So I hope it's a hoax. It'll be a sick one, but that'd be worse than a real threat. But the guards appear to be treating it as something serious. And by the way, methinks most of my viewership is not Irish. If you're not from Ireland, you shan't know that Garda Síochána, Guardians of the Peace, that's the police in the Republic of Ireland. And also threats against a relative of his, even against his children. So his children must be kept out of it. Whatever he's done, and I know he's evil, his children have done nothing. They must be kept safe. They are not fair game. So I know that Harris is an absolute monster. He is a danger to children. I mean, his children are under threat from him as well. I'm not talking about sexual molestation. I've got no reason to suspect that. I don't believe that. But he is mass murderer. He vociferates for the murder of the most innocent people of all, for sexual violence against little children, little girls and little boys. So sadly, he's a monster. Though he's got this sort of calm, ineffectual, modest demeanor, that masks the absolute psychopath beneath that. I'm afraid that's the case with all too many politicians in most countries. This person may seem to be courteous, amiable, perhaps ebullient, have a certain affability, all the rest of it, and might be genuinely caring to some people, even to some of their own children. That person is still a murderer. Someone seems super nice but is actually a monster, and that's just a masquerade. He may have convinced himself that his crimes against humanity are somehow justifiable, but that doesn't mean that they're any more acceptable. I mean, no one says, yes, I pursue this cause because it's evil. They somehow manage to persuade themselves that the cruelest possible acts, the most abominable, shameful, despicable, monstrous acts are acceptable when they're not. So obviously I hope he gets his comeuppance. I would like him to see him face justice, and those who betrayed our noble Irish tradition of defending our children. So he's condemned a whole generation of children to a gruesome and very premature death. Obviously he's not alone the guilty one, but he's one of the guiltiest in being one of the loudest voices causing for the immolation of little girls and boys. But that's it. He must face a legal due process. So that's why I deprecate any attempts to take direct action against the Tánaiste. Right, thank you. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callahan 79 at gmail.com. Goodbye.